Mark 9, chapter 14 through 26, what we're going to be going over. Another subject Vernon and I broached here not too long ago. 9, 14 through 26, if you'd like to take a look at that. Jesus and three of the disciples are just coming back down from the Mount of Transfiguration. And of course, that's Peter, James, and John. And when they came to the other disciples, verse 14, they saw a large crowd around them and the teachers of the law arguing with them. As soon as all the people saw Jesus, they were overwhelmed with wonder and ran to greet him. "What are you arguing about with them? What are you arguing with them about?" he asked. A man in the crowd answered, "Teacher, I've brought you my son who is possessed by a spirit and that has robbed him of speech. Whenever it seizes him, it throws him to the ground. He foams at the mouth, gnashes his teeth, and becomes rigid. I asked your disciples to drive out the spirit, but they could not." "You unbelieving generation," Jesus replied, "how long shall I stay with you? How long shall I put up with you? Bring the boy to me." I don't know, but if I was one of the apostles, I would not be feeling real good right there after that. So they brought him, and when the spirit saw Jesus, it immediately threw the boy to the ground in convulsions. It fell to the ground and rolled around, foaming at the mouth. Jesus asked the boy's father, "How long has he been like this? "From childhood," he answered. "He has often thrown him into the fire or water to kill him. But if you can do anything, take pity on us and help us." "If you can," said Jesus. That would get my attention. If Jesus talked to me like that, what do you mean, "if I can"? If you can, everything is possible for one who believes, was Jesus' reply. Immediately, the boy's father exclaimed, "I do believe. Help me overcome my unbelief." And that scripture right there is what intrigued me to no end. "I do believe. Help me overcome my unbelief." So when Jesus saw the crowd was running to the scene, he rebuked the impure spirit. "You deaf and mute spirit," he said, "I command you, come out of him and never enter him again." The spirit shrieked, convulsed him violently, and came out. The boy looked so much like a corpse that many said, "He is dead." But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him to his feet, and he stood up. Some kind of miracle. Said, what can we learn from this? And one of the things I picked up, or you know, was evident to me, is even the apostles can fail. Now, they had already been sent out once to do healings. They had already been sent out once in groups of two. And so what caused them not to be able to heal this individual, we learn about later in the following verses. But it seemed like they were stumped, because they were in an argument with the teachers of the law. And I'm sure they were embarrassed. And I'm sure Jesus was embarrassed when he got there. But how many times have we failed in our Christian walk? How long did it pray and ask us for guidance to come back? We need to let our failings and our weaknesses not push us away, but lead us back to his power, to change, to love, and to understanding. After the father's statement of, "I do believe, help me overcome my belief," a response of both faith and doubt. How often do our prayers contain the same? Faith, just a little bit of doubt. Was he saying, "I have faith, but please, if my faith is lacking, I pray that your grace is sufficient"? That's something I think we all need to do. It's interesting to me the different amount of faith spoken of the Bible in doing healing and during a healing. A touch, a belief, a request from a messenger. No request or comment was needed at all for a son to be raised. Just Jesus's compassion for a grieving widow. The Bible states that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13:8. So for those who are ready and willing to trust him, all things, faith sets no limits on God's ability.